Oh, yes, of course, yes. Well, apart from the horror show that was Road Trip, the film. We faked a Nessie sighting. It was a road trip to Edinburgh. Or we went right the way around Scotland up to Inverness and then back down. We went to Loch Ness, because you do. And we faked a Nessie sighting with a bit of wood, some tubing and a lot of mist, which happily covered the entire lake the entire morning. Drizzle pelted us continually, and there's Matt with his HD camera going, if you just stand a bit closer to the water, it'll look more realistic. Turning around, up to our knees in Loch Ness, going, Matt, if we get any further in the water, we're not coming out of the water. But no, he's a director. He goes all Stanley Kubrick about it, doesn't he? He's like, well, the wood doesn't look enough like the Loch Ness Monster. To which I replied, Matt, the Loch Ness Monster is at best a fictional work of art created to scare children, at very worst a cynical attempt by people in Scotland to attract more people to Scotland by suggesting that some sort of prehistoric dinosaur lives beneath one of its loch's waters. To which he replied, fair enough, come out of the water. So I did. And the other two people who were with us also came out of the water. And the tree, as it turned out, looked absolutely nothing like the Loch Ness Monster. What it in fact looked like was a really big log being pushed into the water by a skinny white chap from Hampshire, which was exactly what it was, which was tragic. But then, best part of that story, while driving away from Loch Ness, trying to forget the ordeal that had been trying to film a Nessie sighting in the rain at 10 o'clock in the morning in Scotland, Matt, then reversing his car, manages to bank it and takes the back wheels up so they're no longer touching the ground. So he's got a little punto or something, two wheels in the air, two wheels sort of on the ground, desperately trying to get it down Loch Ness, because he's sort of driven up it. And so we're pulling it out, and there's just all these wads of grass coming everywhere, to which we suggested that maybe if we'd used the grass, it would have looked a lot more like the Loch Ness Monster. He didn't care for that suggestion, to be perfectly honest. He was more worried about his father's vehicle, which was currently stuck in Scotland, and which he was going to have a hell of a time explaining, because he had said that he was leaving it in Hampshire. But yeah, so that was one part of the road trip. Matt also on that road trip had a brilliant adventure where he touched a pub lady's breast by accident. She gave a lovely Scottish lady, first pub we went to in Scotland, hello dears, how are you? Put down our plates of food, which we'd waited a good 20 minutes for, so we knew it was good food. Put it down, hello dear, how are you? Put down the thing. And Matt's hand happened to brush the underside of her breast, catching, I believe, a bit of nipple. I've never seen a man look so quite overjoyed as I did in that moment. He was like, well, we've only been in Scotland for a few days and I've touched breast. It was quite extraordinary to see somebody that happy. We never spoke of the incident again. Matt's still in counselling, and to be perfectly honest, it's best forgotten.